California risks a long, hot summer of blackouts. Commentary. California's unreal vision of an ecotopian future finally may catch up with it this summer. That's according to numbers in the new 2022 Summer Reliability Assessment from the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. It covers the 4 months of June to September 2022 for the 6 regional entities, with California in the Western Electricity Coordinating Council, which covers the western states. The WECC is further broken down into 4 sub-entities, of which California and parts of Nevada and Baja California, Mexico belong to WECCCA, MX. According to the SRA, localized short-term operational issues may occur due to wildfires, droughts, and/or supply chain issues. As cooling degree days continue to rise across the Western interconnection, there is a risk that is higher than the historical average of prolonged heatwave events. The heatwave events would increase electricity use for air conditioning, boosting the chance of blackouts. That's also explained in this passage of bureaucratic language. Above normal summer peak load and outage conditions could result in the need to employ operating mitigations and EEAs. Load shedding may be needed under extreme peak demand and outage scenarios studied. The parentheses are in the original. EEAs are energy emergency alerts, blackouts. Check out this chart for California's area from the study. It shows how California is dependent on natural gas for almost 3/4 of its electricity. So much for solar, geothermal and other renewables, taking over to supply electrons to all those nice Teslas and other eco-friendly electric cars. The highest risk time is assessed to be at 8 p.m. local time as solar PV output is diminished and demand remains high. That is, the sun goes down even as evening air conditioning use rises. Comparison to British Columbia. Compare the WECCCA MX grid to that of our western neighbor, British Columbia, called WECCNWPPBC on the map above. For BC, the study found, reserve margins are up across the board and adequate. Ellipsis. On the peak risk hour at 6 p.m. local time, under a summer peak, BC is expected to have sufficient resource availability to meet demand and cover reserves. Compare California's chart, above, to this chart for British Columbia. British Columbia's electricity generation derives more than 90% from hydro resources. Obviously, there are major differences between BC and California. BC has greater water resources and a lower population, while California's southern area basically is an irrigated desert. Still, as Representative Tom McClintock has pointed out for decades, beginning when he was a state senator and assemblyman, California just refuses to build adequate dams and reservoirs. Droughts are nature's fault, they happen. Water shortages, that's our fault, he said last year before a U.S. House hearing of its Committee on Natural Resources. They are a choice we made when we stopped building dams and reservoirs. We are not going to solve our water shortages until we build new facilities. We are a special kind of stupid. Getting back to the SRA, here's the chart of its assessment of the WECCCA, MX area. Notice. Total internal demand is up 3.4% in 2022 over 2021. And demand response, available, is down minus 8.4%. If demand is up and available resources are down, there's a problem. My recommendation, stock up on candles.